Nerdrotic.com.
Top of the morning from Nerdrotic. My name is Gary Beekler, and I come to you from Nerdrotic.com. And here is a short Star Trek Discovery video. I'm going to start doing more of these short news videos. Hope you like them. If you don't, you'll let me know. Star Trek Discovery of Desperation from Digital Spy. Star Trek Discovery could come to broadcast TV after launching on streaming. It's under consideration. Star Trek Discovery coming to broadcast television is a possibility as CBS ponders its options. The sci-fi show, currently in its second season, has only been available to stream on CBS All Access in the U.S., but an executive for the company suggested in its latest earnings report that airing Discovery and other All Access programs could encourage more people to sign up for their subscriptions. What's going on here, guys? Sign up for their subscription service. And after launching on streaming service. Come on, Digital Spy. Man, these things are hard to read. What if we took season one of The Good Fight and put it on the CBS broadcast network to drive subscribers back to CBS All Access? Asked CEO Joe Lanellio, not said. So we're really thinking about that going forward. And obviously, that has an effect of reducing costs because it would reduce development costs across the company. On the back of Discovery's success, spinoffs are being planned for Michelle Yeoh's Philippa Georgiou, keyword there planned, as well as the Next Generation star Patrick Stewart's Jean-Luc Picard. Don't expect to see a James Kirk spinoff. William Shatner played down the suggestion that he would get his own spinoff by saying that he would struggle to do the long hours required for a leading role. He said, "It's a mental wrecker, and it's a home wrecker, because you're working 14 to 18 hours a day." And he's about the same age as Patrick Stewart. So the key thing here is they didn't mention Star Trek Discovery at all. They mentioned The Good Fight. What if we took season one of The Good Fight and put it on the CBS broadcast network? They didn't say anything about Star Trek Discovery. Why? Because I don't think they would ever put Star Trek Discovery on the broadcast network, because then we would know the ratings. Now, I think it would get better ratings than it does on CBS All Access for sure. But if you put it on the mothership on CBS, it needs to pull in 3, 4, 5, 6 million people. And that is not going to happen with Star Trek Discovery, period. Orville would trounce it every week because, for one, it's a rerun. So the people who are really into Star Trek, who really still like Star Trek Discovery, have already purchased CBS All Access and already seen it. And the rewatchability, even for hardcore Star Trek Discovery fans, do those even exist? They wouldn't go back and watch this schlock. The only reason they're fighting with us is they just can't admit to themselves that this show is bad. And that's fine. People will get there eventually. I'm sure of it. But there's no way that CBS All Access is doing as great as they say they are if they're doing stuff like this. This is not, these are not the actions of a healthy network. Do you see Netflix doing stuff like this? Do you see Hulu doing stuff like this? Do you see Amazon Prime doing stuff like this? No, people are running to them. That is the sign of a healthy network. CBS All Access just recently announced that they had 8 million subscribers, that they were ahead of schedule. Really? If you're so ahead of schedule, why are you considering taking two of your crown jewels from the CBS All Access network and putting it back on broadcast television? Why are you taking an animated show and putting on Nickelodeon? Why? Because maybe they don't really have 8 million subscribers. Maybe they're counting all the people who signed up for the free week. Maybe they're counting all the people who signed up for the Super Bowl and the AFC Championship and the Big Brother premiere. Maybe they're possibly inflating the numbers a little bit. Those aren't active subscribers. We'll see. I don't know. I have no idea. CBS reported that they're 2 years ahead of schedule, but then they're considering stuff like this in the same earnings report. I'm hearing mixed messages. Here's the article. CBS reaches 8 million streaming subscribers goal 2 years early. CBS announced Thursday it has reached its streaming goal of 8 million subscribers nearly 2 years ahead of schedule. The company raised its goal for 2022 from 16 million to 25 million streaming subscribers. CBS is in a race to gain market share in streaming along with other networks and tech companies. 2022 is an interesting year. CBS still relies heavily on the NFL. I believe the NFL is probably going to go off and do their own streaming network the next time they have a collective bargaining agreement, which I believe comes up in around 2021, 2022. That's why the goal is adjusted for that. And if there's a lockout or a strike, all bets are off. I think it'll be a miracle if they get to 25 million by 2022 because Disney will be around and so many other streaming networks will be around and only a few are going to survive the streaming wars. And just to give you perspective, their biggest competition, of course, is Amazon Prime and Netflix, and they work with Netflix. Netflix has 140 million subscribers. It would take them 50 years to get to this based on the content they have, and they're definitely not going to get there on Star Trek Discovery. The Good Fight, by all accounts, is a good show and probably very cheap to make. That's why the CEO brought that one up and not Star Trek Discovery. I think these articles kind of contradict each other. I think if it's really this healthy, why would you consider putting the two shows on broadcast TV, unless they're trying to think out of the box. Maybe they drop them during the summer and don't really care about what it would look like if they don't get good ratings, because they wouldn't during the summer, but maybe it would generate a few extra subscribers. I kind of get that, and yeah, I suggested that two live streams ago, so maybe they're listening to me. I doubt it, but maybe they are. It's not a horrible idea, but it's not ahead of schedule idea. Usually if you're ahead of schedule, you want to keep those things on the streaming network because things are doing great. Why mess with it? But maybe they're not doing that great. Now, as far as subscribers are concerned, I've heard a much smaller number, somewhere around 2.5 to 3 million. Now, maybe that's only engaged ones. I have no idea. Maybe the 8 million is true. Who knows? Maybe Star Trek Discovery is a runaway hit, but I seriously doubt it. It never trends when it airs on Thursday. Nobody really talks about it except for us. The canon debate is the biggest issue right now, and that doesn't even trend. That doesn't even move the needle for this show. So it tells me there's just the same finite number of people talking about Star Trek, and it's not really growing. And I can tell you right now, again, this is not a show kids watch, and they need that to happen. That's why they made the big change for it to be Star Wars Trek instead of Star Trek, and it didn't take. The average age of the CBS All Access viewer is 43 years old. That is at the tail end of the demographic. Tell me what you think. If you like what you heard, please like, share, and subscribe. See you on the live streams. I do 3 a week. Take a look at nerdrotic.com for the schedule. Have a great day, and may the small folks sing songs of your greatness.
Nerdrotic.com. Please subscribe.